listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad you're here with us. My name is Ian Shelley and I'm your host. And the Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, realms, and dimensions too. Ancient also means remembering our core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. And the theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And right now we call on the ancient ones to support us today and to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Relationship intimacy expert Alana Pratt inspires open-hearted, unapologetic living with delicious sass. A featured weekly contributor on The Good Men Project, expert on CBS, TLC, Fox, Forbes, People, and Huffington Post, this cum laude graduate of Columbia University is the author of 4 international books and coached Lisa Gibbons during Dancing with the Stars, host of the sexy, empowering podcast, Intimate Conversations, to guests like Emmy Award-winning Alanis Morissette, over 2.7 million viewers on YouTube look to Alana when struggling to trust again after a harsh breakup. So welcome, Alana. It's amazing to have you on the show.
Oh, it is so beautiful to be here. And I just love the title, this vessel of light and love and service. And our bodies are such beautiful vessels for this. And if there's ever any shame or disconnection with the sacredness of our sexuality, we can't be the fullest light vessels for the planet. So I'm really grateful to be here and share what I can to contribute to this message.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be an amazing conversation. And you know, I'm going to say so overdue, because, you know, sexuality and sensuality is such an integral part of not only our lives, but also, you know, if you look at the ancient texts of the various traditions throughout the world, it's such an integral part. You look at the Shiva Shakti in Hinduism, and, you know, the masculine, the feminine, and, you know, procreation as well. It's so, so integral to our lives, yet there's so much often shame around that. So I'm really excited to have you, you know, speak to everyone around the aspect of sexuality and sensuality within the spiritual context. So everyone, today the topic is Into Me I See. So Into Me I See, intimacy, healing process, shadow medicine. Some of the things that we'll experience during the call is we'll learn the number one key to understanding and embodying our sacred sexual energy, how to live unapologetically in a conscious being of choice, how to dissolve any separation between you as a sexual being and spiritual being, truly merging sacred sexy and watching how you take quantum leap, and manifesting your desires. A quantum leap, that would be like the biblical Adam and Eve big leap, I guess. Yeah. All right. So everyone, Alana will be taking questions live. So please be sure to raise your hand by pressing *2 on the phone if you'd like to ask a live question of Alana. Or by all means, put your question in the question box, as a lot of you have already done, with your name. Just your first name is fine. And then your question in the box. And there are some, you know, it's really whatever's weighing on your heart. So whatever you feel, this is a wonderful, safe, sacred circle to do that. You know, you're absolutely supported here. I personally hold the space for this entire series for you and, of course, the speakers. There's degree of open-heartedness, authenticity here in the Wisdom of the Ancients series. So it's a very, very safe place. So if there are things that are on your heart and you feel that you would like to ask Elena, please, please do. And I'm not sure if everyone's on the webinar page. Some of you might just have dialed in. And if you're not on the webinar page, you know, you can ask how you can let go, how you can surrender, how you can trust, be supported by the universe, how you can stop attracting emotionally unavailable men who don't make you feel safe, for example, how to embrace your sexuality and still be spiritual, and also things like how do you release your shame that your sexual desires may be naughty or bad or taboo or frowned upon. So all of those subjects and questions are totally okay. So start to raise your hand, and it really is a safe place. So I really feel that I am very grateful that, Elena, you and I are having this conversation today, because I really believe that the conversations that we have are the conversations that the community is really needing to hear. So again, welcome.
Thank you. I'm already getting energy running, you know, when all your hairs stand up on your arms. I'm already feeling so much energy running through that there's a transmission, there's a communication, there's a healing, there's an opening and releasing of taboos to set us free. And really, if we're going to be spiritual beings and have this unconditional love of ourselves, it includes everything. It excludes nothing. Allowance of all, judgment of nothing. And this is a conversation, as I agree, is long overdue, so that we can just be free and obviously honoring and appropriate, but there's no need to ever hide our light for any reason. So thank you for saying how safe it is. This is a zero judgment, total unconditionally loving zone to be curious and to be a community about this topic. So thank you again.
Oh, of course, of course. So, you know, I formally introduced you.
Yeah.
But I think it would be wonderful, Elena, if you would introduce yourself in your own words. Just let people know who you are. And, wow, you're known as the relationship intimacy expert. So I'm sure that someone bestowed that moniker upon you. But you've also worked with, you know, people like Lisa Gibbons. So, you know, during Dancing with the Stars. So how did you, I mean, at what point did you realize this was your calling in life?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a small town Canadian girl, and I hopped on my Uncle Phil's 18-wheeler semi from Canada down to America when I was 19. And I wanted to express myself as a dancer. I'd been a dancer since I was 5 years old, and I was talented enough, but I didn't have the visa. So over, I moved to Tokyo, and I was a dancer there and a model and an English teacher, etc. But I'm just going to start right out of the gate with why the divine had guided me to be an intimacy expert, which I consider intimacy into me, I see. Yes, intimacy includes sexuality, but it's so much more. It's really about vulnerability, transparency, honesty, really making contact with every part of yourself with no judgment, and having that sense of home with our wobbly parts as well as our magnificent parts. So one of the ways the divine taught me about seeing the body as a divine temple, seeing sexuality as sacred, is I got over there and I've been trained in, you know, ballet and jazz and tap. And I signed up for my first show at the Four Seasons Hotel, very 5-star. But Ian, I got there and there were no tops to the costume. It was a topless contract. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I immediately went into shame. And yet, what I noticed, Ian, is the girls from France had no shame. The girls from Australia had no shame. I was the only one having shame. And so once we got on stage, I realized that we create our reality. On their side of the stage, they knew they were divine goddesses. And the men that were watching the show at this very 5-star experience were bowing and honoring all the ladies on the other side of the stage. Now, Ian, on my side of the stage, they were looking at me like a tall drink of water, like they were kind of like a little bit, you know, scammy or sleazy energy. And I went home that night and I cried. I am a bad person. I am dirty. I am wrong. This is horrible. But I am a woman of my word. I showed up for work the next day, and I started to get curious. And at the time, I was beginning to be more interested in spiritual text, and I was reading about Tonglen, right? The Tibetans, how they would breathe in the pain and suffering of the world, and they would breathe out love and compassion, right, for the world. And so I thought, okay, I wonder if I breathed in this slimy energy, whatever we wanted to call it, and inside my being, I opened my heart and I shined the light of a divine sacred goddess. And I said in my mind, thank you for noticing that I am beauty herself, here to awaken your spiritual nature. And I began playing around with the energy. And lo and behold, everyone on my side of the stage started sitting up like little Boy Scouts, bowing and honoring me. And I went, oh my God, I have found a secret here. First secret is we, our thoughts, create our reality. Second is we can transform our situations and the energy of our reality. And what we put out is what comes back. And I thought, wow, this is a deep lesson. And so as I finally came back to the States and I went to Columbia University and I got married and I began to share this wonderful awakening I'd had. I had released my shame. I loved my body. Boobs are beautiful, like whatever it was. And I met again with this wave of shame. All the other wives were like wanting their husbands not to talk to me because I was a showgirl. Or again, this wave of shame. And I hid in the closet and I began to meditate all by myself, hiding in the closet, again, feeling like shame. Fast forward out to Los Angeles, we moved. And I started to find more of a spiritual community, more of this ancient wisdom that our bodies are divine and that sexual energy is life force energy. It's the energy that blossoms a flower. It's the energy that is spinning our planet. And it is the energy that can give us an orgasmic birth. I'm sure you've heard of that. And so I had a new perspective and the shame, again, it healed. And I released it and I committed to myself. There's so many divorces, so many unfortunate things that happen as we grow up with inappropriate touch or, heaven forbid, abuse, things we just don't know how to talk about, transform, and take back to the light. That for some reason, the divine kept bringing me to situations where I was to talk about this. And so when I was, at the time, I called myself, Ian, the sexy mom expert. When I was on the Lisa Givens radio show for 2 years, because I realized when mama's happy, everybody's happy. When we take care of our own well-being, we are more playful with the children. We are more patient and listening with our partner. We are not competitive with our sisters. I was tapping into something, and Lisa got the call to be on Dancing with the Stars. And she's like, oh no, I'm 50. I'm not going to show my size to 50 million people. And I said, well, it's a good point. It's a good point. But what if we didn't do it to try to be good enough? What if we didn't do it to try to be sexy and compete with others? What if you danced for the freedom of living beyond people's approval of you, living beyond the age of your size? What if you did it as an expression of your divine temple, as a gift to all women, to just be free as themselves? And she goes, okay, as long as you're my coach. So I'm like, okay, fist pump, done. We're going to do this. And it was a privilege. So my path has led me to this living, I call it sacred sexy, that when we can really allow this life force energy that is breathing us, in us, in all aspects of our expression, yes, the book we're writing, yes, the summit that you're doing, but also lovemaking, also when we look in the mirror, can we not judge the cellulite or judge the wrinkles? But, oh, look at this divine temple. Hi. Hi. Nice to see you. Could we just be kind and honoring and welcoming of all our expressions? And then something really magical happens. Our bank account goes up. Well, we get along with our partner. Our kids behave. All this crazy stuff happens because the energy, the natural, creative, sacred life force energy is slowly using us, in us, as us, and through us. And our lives, in my opinion, become magical.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's so much judgment around the physical looks and the self judgment and self criticism and belittling. And but when you mentioned earlier around looking at a flower, for example, you know, there's so much sensuality, even sexuality, when you look at flowers and pollination.
Yeah.
But we look at those with such beauty and admiration. But when we as humans look at ourselves, we don't carry that beauty and admiration with us. So looking at some of the things that might be inhibiting us or blocking us from seeing ourselves as divine creatures and seeing our bodies as divine temples, what are some of the blocks that we have that prevent us from seeing the true beauty that we really are?
Well, as you just said, it's our point of view. And I know all the listeners know this, that your point of view creates your reality. So as a young child growing up, if you were imprinted from society, parents, religion, etc., that of a misunderstanding, in my opinion, that your body is somehow dirty or your body parts, you know, shouldn't be shown, and you don't touch your body parts. If there's been any of this shame placed on you on a cellular level, on a brain snap level, on an image, body sensation, emotion, thought, it's lodged in there. This is a real block. You can have a cognitive, conscious, I call it sprinkles on top of the ice cream cone of shit. It's like this good attitude. But if underneath on that cellular level in the brain is a counter belief, it's always going to thwart your expression and your reception, your ability to receive and really look in your through your eyes and see your divinity. So we want to go inside and do the inner work to dissolve the misunderstandings on that deep subconscious cellular limiting level, and we want to replace them with a new truth. We are in charge of our point of view. We are in charge of our thoughts. We are in charge of our emotions. Like, we have emotions, but we aren't our emotions. They're coming in us, as us and through us. Can we cradle and hold the little one inside who feels shameful or taboo? Can we cradle and encourage the one inside who wants to ask for what would bring her or him pleasure? Can we see ourselves as equally beautiful in this garden of life? We look at a garden, and there's all these different flowers, different shapes, different sizes, all these different colors, and it's easy. Everything's beautiful, right? Beauty itself. And yet, as a human, isn't it so curious how we compare? I'm more beautiful than her. She's more beautiful than me. And we go into the comparison. What if we chose consciously to look at the human race as this garden of glorious divine temples and literally begin to compliment people as a practice? Your eyes are just gorgeous. Oh, your hair is just beautiful. Oh, the way your posture is held just really makes me feel safe around you. Or, oh, your hands, just the way you were hugging your child, I noticed your hands were just beaming with light. Like, focus on seeing the sacredness of our bodies in action, and eventually see in, like, Kama Sutra texts, the beauty of artists over thousands of years who have drawn these exquisite sexual poses. Like, that might be phase two. Phase one is just in general, find ways that the body and its actions are sacred and gorgeous, and complement them in yourself and in others. And then phase two would be moving into more, go to an art museum and look at all these beautiful texts of pictures of the way that sacred sexuality has been depicted, and feel. Feel if it makes you uncomfortable. Feel if your eyes want to dart away. And don't judge yourself. You don't want to judge the judgment or shame the shame. That's like doubly worse. But just hold space. It's okay. This is part of my journey to come home to my sacred sexuality. And I'm not going to do that by getting mad at myself. I'm going to do that by being patient, compassionate, empathetic, understanding, and literally have the patience of eternity. I will sit with you in your discomfort as long as it takes, little sexual being inside of me, until you feel seen, validated, acknowledged, and absolutely loved for exactly who you are, as you are, what you are, no matter what your desires are, no matter what turns you on, no matter what revs your engine. I'm here. I see you. I acknowledge you, and I love you. And really form that into me I see. That's the shadow medicine I speak of. Can you go to the part of you you resist the most? Can you go to the sexual part of you that you don't want anyone to know about? And can you allow that part of you first? Allowance means no judgment, no fixing. You don't even have to prefer it. It might be highly uncomfortable, but let's just start with the breath of allowance. Inhale, open up the back of your heart and let all that dark judgment out of your body and heart. 3-4 times, sit in the darkness of your discomfort. Hi, I'm not going to judge you or avoid you or reject you anymore. Hi, you are me. I am you. We are one. Hi. Let go of that judgment or wanting things to be different out the back of your heart. As you get to know and sit in the shadows with the willingness to sit there for eternity and not pull away, stay connected, stay in contact. You can begin to add in movement, which really helps the stuck energy. And you can put on movement, music that begins to awaken these parts of you that you thought were naughty, or you thought were too kinky, or you thought were too expressed or crazy, or even the parts that are scared. You can play, or the parts that are angry. Any part you find in connection with your sacred sexuality, bring them into the center of the fire and dance around the fire to music that gives them permission to be. Stage 3 is to bring it into your sexual relationship in the bedroom. But first, before we do that, it's about having this intimate relationship with all of our shadow parts until we find that sense of home on the inside, no longer seeking approval on the outside, no longer hiding our truth with our partner, but being naked emotionally, naked spiritually. This is me. This is the version of the divine called me. These are my breasts. These are my legs. This is how I get turned on. This is me. And with that vulnerable connection that needs obviously to be earned over time, we don't just do this on a first date, obviously, but over time, this is the most sacred gift you can give another. This is the real me that no one else gets to see but you. And that same reverent relationship with self can then be projected into an intimate relationship with a partner. Oh, and the level of connection, you can lose where you end and they begin, and it's all the divine. Why? Because you did your inner work to live your sacred sexuality on the inside.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I think that, as you've been speaking, I, have a question around shame.
Yes.
And to me, so I think the origins of shame are maybe multifaceted. So one of them could be around experiences of abuse. One of them could be around activities that you might have partaken in where you feel guilty, or maybe there was in your youth or at any point in time, there were multiple partners or you did things where you felt shameful about it, and you carry that forward. So I think it falls under the umbrella of shame, whether it's shame that's been self-inflicted or maybe shame that has grown within you based on maybe a scenario around abuse. Now, you mentioned shadow medicine, and maybe you've answered this in a different way, but let me ask you regarding shadow medicine and shame. How can shadow medicine help people deal with shame in all its forms?
Thank you. So let's say, I know if we operated and opened up your heart, we wouldn't find a little stick person in there. I know that's not how it works. But for the sake of this medicine, imagine that the shameful you lives inside your heart, lives inside your power center, lives inside your genitals. Feel where the contraction, it could be numbness, could be anxiety. find where that shame lives inside your body and breathe. And imagine that you get really, really small, your higher self, and you fly down into the epicenter of the darkest part of that shame, be it from abuse or activities you did. This is a part of you that I believe we've disowned. So we don't have all of our light, power, freedom, capacity flowing through us. This part was put in a closet, for lack of a better word. We just didn't know how to process it. The shame was too big. The abuse was too hard. We sort of numbed out. It's time to rescue and be our own heroes and go towards our shadow and take back our power. However, if we go in and we find this part of us and we're like, okay, well, you know, everything happens for a reason and it's going to be fine and let's just move on so we can have a happy life. Like, that spiritual bypass, it doesn't work. It's the sprinkles that I spoke of before. What works is going into the shadow and being in this communication like a dyad. Hi, it's me. I'm going to stay in this darkness with you for eternity, if that's how long it takes. I'm never leaving until you feel seen, heard, acknowledged, listened to, gotten, safe, safe with me. Approved of by me, loved unconditionally by me. And this takes courage, bravery. Sometimes this takes a coach to help you stay there, because when we go towards the body where the brain synapse is happening and the body sensations are and the trauma is, quite often we leave the body and we spin. So quite often you need a different process or a guide, a mentor to take you through. But the idea is, and this is scientifically proven in quantum psychology, when an event happens, thought, image, body sensation, and emotion, it imprints in all these ways in our being. And you can imagine it like a balloon full of all these energies. The way to dissolve it is to recreate it, to get it, to fully experience it, to realize that experience to completion, achieved, done. It collapses the balloon. But most of us, that's a lot of bravery to go back to that traumatic event. Well, that doesn't feel good. To go back to all those guilty feelings of how I feel about myself. And so what happens is the shame grows over time. And because that's an actual energy, we attract more situations to make it grow. And we think, oh, I'm a loser, or men are losers, or women are losers, or whatever. But no, it's actually all a gift to send us back into the shadow, so we can fully experience it at its height, so that it collapses and we get the message, we get the learning, we get the growth. We're not here, in my opinion, to be happy all the time. Kumbaya, bunny rabbits, everything's happy. Okay, that's half the time. I really believe we're here to experience. I had a very profound experience, and I will complete my thought about the shadow medicine, but just to give you an idea, I remember looking at my dead mother. And it was a choice point. I could close my heart right now, fill out the paperwork. Yes, you can take her organs. We'll be out by noon. Or I could open my heart like I'm teaching you to do with this part of you, this shadow part of you, the shameful part of you, and inhale and open up the back of your heart. Let go of wanting it to be different. 3, 4, 5 breaths of looking at my dead mother. I had a full direct experience, head to toe, of bliss. It came through the deepest pain. And I was at bliss. And then 9 months later, I was giving birth to my son. And there he was looking at me. And I could have closed my heart, not paid attention, because I was birthing my placenta and my legs were in the air and there was people everywhere. But I chose not to focus over there and to open my heart and look in his eyes and have this first miracle, magic moment with him. Inhale. Let go of wanting this moment to be different. And it was the height of pleasure, not pain, that I was experiencing. And as I had my 3, 4, 5 breaths of allowance and just sitting here, I had this same head-to-toe body experience of bliss. And it's as if the divine instantly said to me, it showed me a heart. Through the path of pain or through the path of pleasure, when we are in allowance, judgment of nothing, allowance of all, unconditionally welcoming this moment, we reach the same place, bliss, God, oneness, home. And so I take this awareness that I've had as I go into the shadow places with my client, to that place they don't want to go. And I am their warrior priestess. I am this unwavering presence. I have your back no matter what for eternity. And we address this part, the shameful, guilty part, and tell me more. Oh, you have every right to feel that way. Of course, I understand. What did that feel like? What did you see? I hear you. I hear you. I get it. And this acknowledgement, total feeling of it on all dimensions, while simultaneously knowing that this is actually the present moment. This recording is July the 19th. The ceiling's over there. Alana's on the phone. The wall is over there. Your feet are on the ground. There's something that happens in quantum psychology when you fully experience image, thought, body sensation, and emotion while simultaneously experiencing the present moment that collapses everything. And now the memory is still there. What happens is still there, but the trauma's gone. The emotional trigger's gone. And what's left behind is the lesson, the growth, the reason why the divine gave you this experience, how it was for you, not against you, and from there, how you, just by being you, can be an inspiration, a leader, an invitation to set all humans free of shame, because you are that vibration as you walk in a room. And it's a beautiful gift to give your intimate relationship. It's a beautiful gift to give your children. Sometimes as parents, we get really triggered that our kids are so hormonal and talking about sex, and we're finding crunchy socks under the bed of their wet dreams, and how do you talk about this? Like all these things that happen to us as parents. If we have any shame lingering in us, we are unable to see the sacredness of our children's sexuality. We are unable to have these wonderful conversations that we are askable parents, that we are safe to talk about anything. And if we're not, they go off and get their information from, I don't know, YouTube, Instagram, rather than your wisdom, your life experience, and your non-judgmental beingness. So I'm so grateful that I've been able to be so open and do my own inner work and share with my son, so that now he's 15 and he talks about his favorite kiss. He's played spin the bottle. And I said, did you ask for permission? He goes, yes, Mom, of course. I go, great. So who is your favorite girl that you kissed with spin the bottle at camp? Angela. I go, why? Oh, Mom, she was so present. And I'm like, yay, I'm doing my work. He's seeing the sacredness of sexuality from a 15-year-old's point of view, but I've planted the seed. And so he honors his body as a divine temple. No one's allowed to touch it, nor is he allowed to touch another without honoring and permission. And he sees his sexual energy, his creative energy, his life force energy. He's willing, as a pitcher, he's a lefty, on the mound, to receive all this life force energy through his whole body. A pitcher's strength isn't just in the arm, it's through the legs. Well, how the hell do you think it gets from the legs to the arm? Through the genitals, through the power center, through his heart. So he's not blocked anywhere from feeling the energy from the earth, through his legs, through his pelvis, through his power center, and strike out. This is part of the gift of embracing our sacred sexual energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, very beautiful. So everyone, if you'd like to ask Alana a question, star 2 to raise your hand. We're going to go to the phones pretty soon. So star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask her a question, any question. And if you'd like to ask on the web, then just put your question on the web, and we'll just read that question right from the web, and we'll get an answer. It's probably better if you call in, though, so there can probably be some dialogue.
Oh, I'd love that.
So let's go to the phone. So we're going to go to San Francisco, California. San Francisco, 6985 is the last 4 digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Please, what is... I'm great. Thank you.
I'm surprised.
What is your question, beautiful?
Me too. My question to you is, do you see any blocks? You know, I feel like, you know, I don't accomplish a lot of things that I set out to.
Mm. So your question is, do I see any blocks because you're not accomplishing what you set out to do?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm intuitive and I get a lot of psychic imprints. But what I really like to do with my clients is empower you to know what you know. A lot of the times when we have blocks in life is because we give our power away to another's opinion, another's approval. And this is certainly the way I lived, believe me. And it's a wonderful awakening when you can learn to know what you know, trust what you trust, still ask for help, still ask for guidance, but really own it yourself. So my invitation to you is scan your beautiful divine body, know what you know, and where, when you go down through your throat, through your heart, through your belly, through your pelvis, where do you feel contraction, anxiety, nervousness? Claim what you know.
Okay.
What do you discover?
I don't see anything. I don't feel anything.
So this is perhaps an indication that a whole new reality is about to be opened up for you. Because in my practice, intellect is in the mind, intelligence is in the body. The divine is always speaking to us. Our bodies are vibrant, ever-speaking friends that will tell you, don't go down that alley. Not from a cognitive analysis of it, but from a bodily feeling of intuition, instincts, and knowing. That this client is not a good fit. I don't feel this business arrangement, something's off. It lines up on paper, but something's off. So this could be an indication that a whole new realm of power, empowerment, intuition, knowing, claiming your capacity to be a goddess of great intelligence. So if you were to drop your awareness out of your mind and just go, hey, body, hi. Maybe we haven't talked a lot. Maybe I haven't listened to you a lot. Maybe something happened where I decided I didn't want to experience or navigate the intense emotions of being in you. So I just go up to my mind and I just think a lot. And that's the next stage on your evolution of your power as a divine spiritual being, is to drop in and learn to sit in the fire where the phoenix will rise and listen to your body's awareness. And this is a very brave thing to do on a call with 100, you know, how many people listening? Okay, I get that. And it's okay if you cry. And it's okay if you feel scared. And I love you just as much. But there might be, maybe your throat is clenching. You don't want to say something. Well, there it is. Maybe your belly is a little nervous. There it is. Subtle. What do you think, love?
It's. I mean, my body feels really clear. My mind does. But it seems like the dog. Like, I'll make an appointment for the dog. I'll always find a reason to cancel, or make a dentist appointment. I always miss appointments, and I'm constantly rescheduling or being billed for things that I've missed, or I'll sign up for class and I won't take it. You know,
okay.
Things like that. You know, it's like, because
so
I feel
how
like
would
my,
we bring?
Because
you feel what?
I feel like the work that I'm doing or what I'm doing is more important.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to bring those concerns into the conversation around sacred sexuality.
Right.
And fully expressing, I understand about missing the dog appointment or missing these other appointments, but this conversation has been around our bodies, our vulnerability, our shadows. So how can you ask me a question that brings us into areas that you might be blocked around asking to be touched a certain way, or to have more presence when your partner looks in your eyes, or to be seen as a beautiful goddess? What comes up for you in those areas? What blocks come up for you in those areas?
Yeah, I guess I'm not really getting that, you know? I mean, I don't see any blocks.
Okay, well, so are you happy in your relationship, sexually satisfied, feeling gorgeous and juicy? Like that?
No, no.
I'm actually just a little overweight, and I don't feel really good about myself, and I'm getting old. And
Now we've hit it. Thank you, sister. Fist pump. Now we're talking. Okay, so we're going to stay here. My invitation is we stay here. Now, if your body is conscious and listening, how does it feel to be told, yeah, you're a little old, you're getting a little overweight? Yeah. How would you as a body feel?
Sad.
See if you can hear. Yeah, right? Right? Uh-huh. Sad.
Yeah.
And rejected. And
yeah.
There's no win, no winning. I can't get younger, so there's just no hope. We're never going to be friends again.
Yep, exactly.
I couldn't even get it. And it might even say mean things to you, like, I hate her. She's so mean to me. Or it might get really, really despondent or depressed. Or it might try to get your attention by not having you follow through with things, like taking the dog or taking a class, because it just wants you to listen. Please listen to me. Please pay attention to me. Could you please stop being such a bitch to me? Could you start to focus on where I am beautiful versus where I'm not? Could you start to see my curves as voluptuous, not fat? Could you start to see my wrinkles as smile lines, not aging? Could you just be kind to me? Could we be friends? Could you let the flow of sacred sexual energy heal my heart? Could you be nice? I'm the only thing that you came into the world with and you're going to leave with. It's just you and me. We're going to meet various people along the way, but you're stuck with me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to trip you up and block you left, right, and center until you make us a priority. Don't make me have a heart attack. Don't make me get cancer till I get your attention, because I will.
Uh-huh.
Just treat me like a beautiful flower, please.
Uh-huh.
Find other
sense.
Examples of beautiful women who are aging, who are just, embracing it. Like a beautiful old oak tree is not more or less beautiful than a young little bush with flowers on it. It's just different. Could you please honor me that way?
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly the core. And we think it's no big deal. Yeah, I'm just old and fat and whatever. I just can't seem to remember to take the dog. Okay, that's one perspective. But when we slow down and listen to our body and listen to the aching and yearning and the blocks, the answer is not found in our spinning mind of judgment. The answer is found in our aching body and heart that chooses to be just as spiritual as your meditation practice, just as spiritual as all your other affirmations. Your body, my love, is just as sacred as every other part of you. And when you're home there, I have a sense that you will have a confidence in who you are, not a hiding of who you are. And that flow of commitment will not be thwarted. And in all due respect, you're the one doing the abandoning of you. You're the one doing the thwarting of it by your relationship with yourself that's being mirrored in these outer circumstances. So the good news is, if you turn towards body, and as if your life depended on it, which on some degree I believe it does, or at least your success does and your happiness does and your fulfillment does, commit to making best friends with the sacredness of your beautiful feminine figure, your body, and your age. And you just wait for the magic that's ready to just cascade into your life, but can't if your vibration is low with judgment. Does that resonate, my love?
Yeah, I think so. And then maybe that's why I keep constantly canceling everything, you know, or rescheduling. And
well, you're avoiding something. And what if that avoidance was you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is one action
much.
You will... Mm. Oh, okay. Can I just ask her one little last thing, Ian?
Yeah. Okay.
Just to complete, what is one action you can take to reconnect with your body today?
I would say maybe like meditating. You know,
okay, that would be for the mind. That would be for the mind. What can we do for the body?
Oh. Maybe go for a really long walk with the dog.
Okay, that's lovely. And how about a hot bath when you're done? Bubbles.
Okay.
That sounds super.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you for your question.
All right.
Thank you.
Care.
Much love. Bye now. Wonderful. Okay. I just needed to move on a little bit there. So sorry to rush you there.
Not at all.
We have some more questions. Here's Anita from Amsterdam. This is on the web, and this is, I think, a question that would be for everyone, but being voiced by Anita. How can I connect my body, my sacred sexuality, and spiritual self?
Thank you. Okay, Anita, thank you. So if we call this our inner selves, you can look inside probably your heart and see a radiant, beautiful goddess, spiritual self, totally, I mean, not fully enlightened, maybe we've all got work to do, but pretty damn realized. Okay, there she is. She's gorgeous. And then I'd like you to look at your sexual self, your sexual self. And I'd like you just to be able, I wish we were live on the call, but let's say, is she just as radiant, just as expressed, and they're simply not connected? Because you could do what's called like a unification or some different exercises that I've learned where you bring them both into the same. And it's basically looking at one picture fully realized, the other picture fully realized, and you keep going back and forth and you keep bringing them closer and closer until they're the same person in front. That would be the quickest and easiest way to make a choice to see them as integrated. And in your body, along your chakras, you might see the spiritual one in your heart and the sexual one in your root or second chakra, and bring them up together. Have them be in alignment. See each as equally bright. Feel the joy of each of them equally. Feel the body sensations equally. Yes, most of the time, Anita, when I would ask, have a look at your spiritual self and your sexual self, the sexual self is a little bit timid, not quite sure how to be around the spiritual self, not so sure if it's going to be judged or if it's even allowed to exist. Normally, that's more of the dissonance that occurs from within. So my suggestion to you would be to begin a dialogue. You can see it in your chakras. You could see it with two parts inside of your body. And again, communicate like a dyad. Tell me something about you and being in union with me, says the spiritual one. Well, I'm afraid you're going to judge me. Thank you. And then the other one. Tell me something about you and being afraid of being at one with me, the sexual self. And the spiritual one might say, well, I don't really know how to do that. Begin the dialogue through awareness, through choice, through communication. You are all that is. That's just fact. And so it's just some beliefs, some emotions, some body sensations, some past. Have these two parts communicate, and you be the space that holds it all, with the intention that there be communion, that there be total alignment. And whatever's going to come up is exactly what's in the way of that integration. So there's NLP techniques, there's communication techniques, there's visualization techniques, but basically it comes down to being willing to identify the block, be curious about the block, allow the block, have compassion and understanding for the block. And through, not by fixing, changing, having a good attitude, but by total allowance of these incongruencies, that's actually what dissolves them into oneness. When we stop pushing, stop trying, stop fixing, it's actually in the total surrender and the contact and the communion of, hello, you are me. Oh, and hello, I am you. It is in that complete contact where our walls are down and our heart is open and everything is on the table with no judgment, that union and communion happen. Into me I see, and I love you just as much as every other part of me. So I would have a conversation with both of them until that happens. And if you require more support, I'm always here to support you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, Alana, you said into me I see. So this is, I think, a good time for us to go through your program that you have. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, just go ahead and click the orange button underneath Alana's photograph, and you'll be taken to a page that says Living Sacred Sexy in 30 Days. And if you're not on the webinar page, you can type in WOTA. That's WOTA stands for Wisdom of the Ancients Summit. So WOTASummit.com/Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A. WOTASummit.com/Alana. Everything's lowercase if you want to follow along visually. And this is a program that Alana offers and has put together for you. So go ahead, Alana, tell us about this program that you have.
Thank you. So as we've been talking briefly with the two questions that came through, there's a separation, a disconnect from sacredness and sexuality. And the cost is, yes, we forget to take the dog to the appointment or what have you. But on a deeper level, we're disconnected from ultimate flow, being a vessel of light and love and service. And loving our body, being separate from this very vehicle that we've been gifted with. So this program is how you come home. 30 days. Part of the success of the program that has either videos, guided meditations, audios, part of with titles such as, you know that you are beauty herself, healing fully from a breakup, experiencing your body as a divine temple, navigating uncertainty, staying open, really learning to navigate men's attention with ease. These are some of the titles of the 30 days. Part of why this program works is that every single practice is meant to integrate your sacredness and your spirituality. So each practice is proven scientifically, spiritually to work in and of itself. The second part of why the program works is the consistency and momentum. A lot of us can dabble towards our shadow for a day or two. Maybe the one listener, she will go for her walk and have a bath, but then perhaps be right back to being focused on her blocks by day five. The not saying that you're going to, but this is what happens to a lot of us when we're moving in a direction of discomfort, when we're moving in a direction of uncertainty. We often fall short. We also give up. We often do this. So the structure of 30 days, you don't give up. I'm there every day, not only with a proven practice, but we're going to go through the finish line this time. We're going to come home to the sacredness of our body. We're going to be fully integrated, and we're going to do this so that we finally love our body. And oh, by the way, we're going to be probably healthier, drop any unnecessary weight. Oh, and we're probably going to hear our intuition more and be able to trust that we know what we know. And oh, by the way, we're probably going to no, I didn't lose 10 pounds. No, I didn't get a facelift. I'm just radiant. Ah, I'm doing this program of Alana's. We're probably going to get a lot more attention. Oh, look at that. People feel so safe with me because I'm so home in my body that they're signing up for my courses and my entrepreneurial endeavors with ease and grace. Oh, my goodness. Every area of my life, I'm able to receive love, attention, money. I'm able to give my light, my love in service to the world. Oh, there's just no blocks or encumbered areas inside because I'm totally congruent with my sacred sexual energy that is sometimes tender, sometimes creative, sometimes bold, sometimes erotic. All energies are free of that lower vibrational shame, and I am vibrating so high that what I choose manifests with so much more ease. So those are the results and the benefits, and the how is going through these 30 days to really unlock all the secrets that are inside when your sacred sexual energy is allowed to flow in you, as you, and through you. And I would also like to add that in addition to the 30 days, I've done a lot of interviews with people such as Dr. Christiane Northrup or Colette Baron-Reed, Gay Hendricks, Matthew Hussey. There's 9 bonus interviews. So that as you're in this 30-day practice and driving to work or at the gym, you can stay in this conversation from other people's points of view as well that can awaken and trigger, aha, this is how to deliciously, sacredly, vibrantly align my sexuality and my spirituality to be the vessel of light that I'm here to be.
Beautiful. Thank you. So it's a 30-day program that someone can go through, and every day you get either a video or a meditation or something that you mentioned, journaling practice to really if you had to summarize maybe in just one to a few, maybe a paragraph, what would you say is the primary result after someone has gone through the program like this? I know you mentioned that before, but just go ahead and just summarize for us. Where would you be when you finished with this? How would you look at yourself?
It's almost like you're a house, but the lights aren't turned on. And then all of a sudden, the inside lights are turned on, and all of the Christmas lights are turned on, and all of the yard, the lights are turned on. You're just like, you're alive, you're vibrant, you're confident, and you're shining as brightly, youthfully, deliciously as possible. It's like turning on a part of us that is untapped, that is your birthright, while feeling so home in your body, so free of spinning thoughts, so connected to your intuition. And you really feel, not think, but embody, I am a sacred vessel of light. And no one can ever take it away. There's also, I forgot to mention as well, so guided meditations, videos, audios, but also dance practices. There's 6 dance videos that were filmed as well with a dance somatic teacher, Jennifer Jimenez. And so there's for your mind, there's for your body, there's visual. So it's going to connect with you on all the different levels of how we learn and how we create lasting change.
Beautiful. You know, one thing that is sometimes at the forefront of people's minds, sometimes in the community, is how does this help attract a divine beloved partner? Because they are members of the community, people here who are listening today, who just haven't had the opportunity, or their divine beloved just hasn't manifested, so, you know, they haven't come into their lives.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the, you know, I was going to ask you before we took questions, but I forgot. How does this help people get to that place where they can attract their divine beloved into their lives?
This is one of the best results that come to manifest your ideal conscious partner, because on an energetic level, you're someone special. Is an energy, and so are you. And if your light is dimmed, or you are resisting or avoiding or abandoning or let alone shaming any part of you, that's the energy you'll attract. No wonder they haven't showed up yet. But when you can get through, and my clients have gone from like single to dating, or dating to engaged, or not very orgasmic to orgasmic, all sorts of, even like trying to get pregnant and then they got pregnant. Like the flow of energy is so beautiful when you are unashamed, unapologetic, divine, sacred, shining light, knowing your worth, not needing anyone's approval, not holding back one little bit. There's nothing in the way of you showing up fully to receive your partner while not tipping forward, needing, trying, grasping one little bit. Because you're so home and overflowing from the inside. You become like this beacon of energy. Like for me, I met my boyfriend in the driveway. I didn't have to go on Match.com. I didn't have to hire a dating coach. I do these practices. And when we are ready and we are really have done all the releasing the shame, etc., they'll just show up. I mean, yes, I had to go outside and get the packages from my landlord. That's what happened. It was my landlord's son right there. And it's like, boom, oh my goodness, hi, your son's really cute. Hi, I'm Alana. And it was really that easy, because we all know it comes down to energy. So please, my word, if you are ready to manifest your beloved, this is so effective. The process is for you, and the result will be effortless manifestation of your ideal beloved. You're probably going to get a lot more attention, just saying, when you walk into a room, that's for sure. But you will know. And another thing about our beloved is we want to know, are they the one? How do we know if we're not deeply rooted in our intuition, our to feel the truth, right? That's not from your mind. It's not from cognitive analysis of somebody's profile. You know it in your body, and you can't quite feel your truth when there's the shame in there. So not only do you have the discernment to know who your partner is, you'll really feel them, and you'll be the energy to attract them. It's happened time and time again with my clients. It's beautiful.
Mm.
It's just beautiful.
Thank you. And for those in relationships, you know, so you know, we have the masculine and we have the feminine. Of course, both of us, all of us have aspects of both. We have divine masculine and divine feminine and lower masculine and lower feminine within ourselves. But you know, from a higher perspective, the masculine, the feminine, I'm going to say male, female, or identified as male, identified as female, doesn't matter.
Right.
We form a union to serve the divine. And so,
yes.
How does this amplify a couple's ability to serve the divine?
That's such a great question. I believe that life is consistently going to be half support and half challenge. There's day, there's night. Like, it's not just all simple every day. We get challenged every day, and we do in relationships as well. The sexuality might get stagnant. We might get jealous. Somebody might lose a job. There might be a health issue, a money issue. Something's going to happen where the level of intimacy and connection isn't totally the same all the time. How do you deal with that? How do you navigate the energy of that? How do you into me, I see, and sit in the fire with your partner and grow closer through conflict? Conflict can bring you even more connection when you have this inner practice with all of your awareness of this sacred sexual energy. Sometimes sacred sexual energy is very tender, and your husband might come home and he lost his job, and it's time to put his head against the breast of the queen and be vulnerable and safe and not judged. Well, if inside of you, you're not at rest within yourself, a vessel of light, you might get triggered. How are we going to pay the bills? And you aren't a good listener. You are a judgmental listener. You're not even present because you're scared. And then you create a separation. And then the sex doesn't happen. And then the communication doesn't happen. And then the husband's all alone thinking, oh my God, my wife doesn't love me anymore. And now it's awful, right? But the very same practices that you'll be learning all the way through the 30 days of living sacred sexy is you can open your heart and let this sacred life force energy flow through you as he comes through the door and puts his head on your chest, and you can be present and you can say, it's okay that we feel afraid and I'm right here and I'm not going anywhere. It's okay that it's unfair. It feels unfair. And I see you and I believe in you. This capacity to stay intimately connected through times of conflict or a health scare or something happens to your parents or your child. This is so important to keep the connection so that you move through the conflict into deeper contact, and then you let that sacred energy flow, and you might just hold each other all night and cry. And it's exquisitely, sacredly communion. Or it could be that sacred sexual energy is more playful and erotic, and you discover that your husband wants to try such and such, or your wife wants to try such and such in the bedroom, and you just don't know how to say it. Or maybe you're getting older and there's an erectile dysfunction or a menopausal issue, and you just don't know how to talk about it. This is giving you the capacity to keep your heart open in those uncomfortable times and have those conversations through the fire, through the shadow, to connection, to non-judgment, to allowance, to solution, to this download of glorious healing energy that will come in you, as you and through both of you, as you navigate these different issues that come up in our sexual relationships, and you'll be stronger. And you will just... they'll take your breath away. I can't believe it. I've been married to you for 20 years and you still take my breath away. This is how to keep that energy and that connection flowing.
Thank you. So everyone, that is a 30-day package from Alana. And that one is available now, and of course it's going to be on the replay. So if you're not on the, if you can't see it because you're not on the computer, then you'll also see the link tonight when the email comes out. So when the replay email comes out, plus of course it'll be on Facebook as well. So if you want to take a look at that, that's where it's going to be. We are also doing the two payment options, as you always know, as you know, for all of our programs. So that's a 30-day program where you get a practice every day, and then there's the 9 bonus interviews, and that's available as Alana's special offer. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. I had two other things I wanted to let you know. The offer is $200 less than if you just went to my own website. So it's a very good deal just for you. So a really beautiful investment for yourself. And there's also a guidebook with it so that when you get all the material, you'll be guided in exactly how to use it best for you, whether you're single or in a relationship.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. So there's a question on the web here that I think might also need to be asked because I think that it might apply to more people. So this is Sue from Potomac. She says, oh, please, I just want the shame gone. I've spent over 60 years feeling shame. I've been abused and I can't get over this. I can't even think about sex without feeling someone is watching and judging. I desire freedom to live and feel sexy and alive and no longer alone. You have words for Sue?
Oh, well, first a big hug. I am so sorry, Sue, with everything that's happened. And I acknowledge your resilience and your perseverance to keep going and to show up for this conversation today. To me, that says absolutely you have the power to heal this. You're courageous and brave. So as you go through the 30 days living sacred sexy, you will be invited back into your body slowly, gracefully, tenderly, and also potently to be with the part of yourself that every time you sort of dip in, you pull back. I understand that it's horrible and painful and emotionally, you just can't imagine that you could ever dissolve it all the way through. The beauty of the 30 days is that I hold you through every step of the way. So you're not alone anymore. You're with somebody whose vibration is on the other side. I've worked through my shame. And we're going to sit in the fire together and slowly but surely be with the part of you to completion. Be with the part of you that's traumatized to healing. Be with the part of you that's traumatized to understanding. All the way through, you probably, I sense, are like 85% of the way there. You sound conscious and committed to this. You haven't given up. I honor you. This is the last little bit to sit long enough to have that phoenix rise out of the fire and fall madly in love with you and your body from the inside out, not the outside in of what happened to you. By the end of the 30 days, you will experience being bigger than your circumstances. And there will be a memory of what happened, but no longer an emotional trigger that stops you or shuts you down. And I promise you, the next phase of your life, just one day at home in your body, not even with a partner, just one day no longer resisting your body, I promise you, it makes me want to cry, makes up for the 60 years. The divine download and the flushing through, the emanating through, the cascading through of this sacred sexual energy that's going to flush through all of you, in you, as you, and through you, might not make you feel great about what happened for the last 60 years, but you will have the physical embodiment, the body sensations, and the emotion of it was worth it. I made it, and now it's possible. And the freedom and the radiance and the glory that is your birthright. Thank you so much for your courage to ask the question. This is why I get up in the morning, to set you free. Thank you for finding us and Ian, and thank you, Ian, for this show. I invite you to go through the program. Stay in contact with me. We will get through this to the other side, is my guarantee. I've got your back. You deserve to be free, and I'll help you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your truth on the show today. It's been such a pleasure having this conversation, and I know that you've touched lives. So thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for your honesty, your integrity, your authenticity, and thanks for going there. You know, speaking about the subject that has often been considered, as we said in the beginning of the show, taboo, giving people the the safe place to talk about it, and also to really have their feelings come up and deal with their feelings, and showing them how through things like shadow medicine, people can heal. And thank you for putting your beautiful program together so that the community can go through that program and, you know, just emerge more comfortable and more, you know, the word, someone just used the word juicy. I just read someone
yes.
said juicy. Someone said, hey, thanks for, what did they say? Here we go. Thank you, blessed being, for your juicy truth. someone wrote in, thank you for your juicy truth. And she had a very similar situation with her son, raising her son like yours. She didn't leave a name. But thank you for your juicy truth and sharing it with our community. So we really honor you and appreciate you for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Ian. And thank you. It is a juicy truth. When we come home and let all this energy that's our birthright flow through us, life is juicy. So thank you. And all my love to all of you.
Yeah, beautiful. And to the Shining Lights, that's the last show for the week. So everyone, the replays will be out tonight. And then, of course, we'll send the replays over the weekend. So if you want to listen to the show again, you can do so over the weekend. We'll see you all for the live shows again on Monday. But thank you so much for being here, and have an amazing, amazing rest of the day, and have an amazing weekend. Be kind to yourselves, be kind to others, and just, you know, walk through the next few days with appreciation, with gratitude, and with love. And I just appreciate all of you, and I'm looking forward to our time again next week. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service who've brought us here together and have supported us energetically throughout this period. So thanks, everyone. Much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.